Thank you, Mr. President. I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Nanaline movement. I wish to thank the organizers for arranging such an important event and focusing attention of the Human Rights Council on the state of implementation of the right to development. At the outset, NAM reiterates its commitment to promoting and protecting human rights, in particular the right to development as an inalienable and integral part of all universally recognized human rights and fundamental freedoms. We believe, and rightly so, as we've heard this afternoon, the high-level discussions of this nature generate fresh ideas on the operationalization of the right to development, including through formulating and implementing effective development policies at all relevant levels for overcoming the setbacks triggered by the COVID-19 pandemic. The 2030 agenda is informed by the declaration, and the right to development is central for realization of the SDGs. This year's theme is very timely and relevant, well knowing that formulation of a United Nations Framework Convention on International Tax Cooperation will strengthen international tax cooperation and make it fully inclusive and more effective. The NAM highly appreciates the work carried out by relevant mandate holders working towards realization of the right to development. Activities of the Special Rapporteur and expert mechanisms on the right to development are complementary to each other and continue to greatly inform our countries and individuals to better understand the benefits of implementation of this right both nationally and globally.